You're listening to My Devotional, the daily devotional from Dr. Michael Youssef and Leading the Way.
Contending with the Roaring Lion by Dr. Michael Youssef. A lion stalks his prey as quietly as possible so that by the time the animal sees him, it's too late. Only once he has pinned his prey and brought it under his control will he roar in triumph. This is the picture the Apostle Peter paints for us in his letter. Satan stealthily draws near to pin the believer in his grasp. That's why when describing the devil's tactics, Peter warns, "Be alert and of sober mind." What does it mean to be of sober mind? Peter isn't talking about avoiding drunkenness, although the Bible clearly teaches we are not to be intoxicated. Rather, spiritual drunkenness is living in disobedience to God's word. When a person lives this way, their spiritual senses become numb and they're no longer alert to the enemy's design. But God has provided his children with effective spiritual armor, if we will but use it, a permanent uniform, defensive weapons, and an incomparable offensive weapon, which Paul describes in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 13 through 17. The uniform that the believer is to wear at all times begins with the belt of truth, with which you will be able to discern between false teaching and biblical truth. Then the breastplate of righteousness, that righteousness we receive from Jesus Christ, protects our vital spiritual organs, if you will. It reminds us that Jesus accomplished our salvation on the cross. Next, there are the boots, fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. Friends, rest in the peace that only comes from the gospel of Jesus Christ. All other peace melts away as circumstances change, but the peace Jesus offers is steady and sure, no matter what happens. Then Paul mentions our defensive weapons, the shield of faith, which offers complete protection for the believer from head to toe, and the helmet of salvation, which protects your mind. Lastly, we are equipped with an offensive weapon, which can also be used defensively, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. When we seek to lead people to Christ and rescue them from the grip of Satan, the best and only effective weapon is the Word of God. It is Scripture that pierces the conscience, awakens dead souls to eternal life. So let it dwell in you richly as you soberly don the precious armor of God for your good, the blessing of others, and the glory of God. Let's pray together. God, thank you for arming us for the spiritual battle that we face in this life. We pray that your Spirit would empower us to be disciplined about wearing this armor daily. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
If today's devotional encouraged you, we'd love to hear about it. Leave a review and share this episode with a friend who needs to hear it. My Devotional is a ministry of Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Youssef. To learn more, visit ltw.org today.